After weeks of obsessing over the writer's strike, Hollywood finally has something else to talk about. The nominations for the 80th Academy Awards were announced Tuesday, and There Will Be Blood was one of the top picks.
I've traveled over half our state to be here tonight. I couldn't get away sooner because my new well was coming in at Coyote Hills, and I had to see about it. Ladies and gentlemen, if I say I'm an oil man, you will agree.
That was Daniel Day-Lewis. He was nominated for Best Actor for his work in There Will Be Blood. Joining us now to talk about the Oscars is Sean Edwards. He's a film critic for Fox Channel 4 in Kansas City, Missouri. Good to have you with us, Sean.
Hey, it's good to be with you. This is the best time of the year.
Well, let's look at the favorites. Both the top nominees, There Will Be Blood and No Country for Old Men, each earned 8 nods. These are really dark stories. I've seen No Country for Old Men, not only dark but violent. I have not seen There Will Be Blood, but I understand it also has a pretty dark feel to it. What does that say about the mood of the Academy this year?
I think the mood of the Academy is actually matching the mood of the country overall. You know, we're on the brink of a massive recession. You know, things look gloomy in terms of the stock market. We're still at war. I mean, the tone is dark, and the movies that received the most nominations sort of match that tone exactly. Violence, crime, heavy drama. I mean, they ruled in terms of nominations this year, and both No Country for Old Men and There Will Be Blood are both that and more.
Yeah, and when you look at Best Picture, and also Best Actor, as we've said, and Best Supporting Actor, you have a lot of men behaving badly. You've got a lot of killers. You've got cheats. No clear traditional heroes. Here's Javier Bardem in No Country for Old Men. Now, he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
You bring me the money and I let her go. Otherwise, she's accountable. The same as you. That's the best deal you're going to get. I won't tell you you can save yourself, because you can't.
Very scary guy in that movie. Does it just mean that there were better roles for bad guys this year?
Well, people tend to gravitate toward bad roles in the first place. I mean, both There Will Be Blood and No Country for Old Men are just excellent movies. They're well-written and they're character-driven. Daniel Day-Lewis's performance and Javier Bardem's performance definitely deserve nominations. I have a sneaky suspicion that their names may already be engraved on the trophy, because those two performances really outpace all the other performances in both those categories.
Let's talk about one of the other films that's in the running for Best Picture. That's Atonement. Because it was, I thought it was going to make more of a show in the Oscars this year.
I did
than
too.
It has.
I thought the same thing as well. One of the reasons why I thought Atonement would receive more nominations than any other movie this year is because it's sort of like an Oscar movie. It has all the trappings that the Academy loves. It's a big, sweeping romance. You know, you have a young, hot starlet in Keira Knightley. You have an up-and-coming star in James McAvoy. A fantastic story that's adapted from a well-liked novel. It just had all the ingredients to be the front runner, but it just wasn't.
Well, you know what's interesting, and I think this is kind of a trend for the Academy Awards, and that is that none of these Best Picture nominees were real blockbusters. Only Juno of those nominated for Best Picture has grossed more than $50 million at the box office. Which one of them would you classify, first of all, as a must-see?
Well, you know what? If I had to classify any of the five that got nominated for Best Picture, and we're talking about Atonement, Juno, Michael Clayton, There Will Be Blood, and No Country for Old Men, I would have to say the fan favorite, Juno. I mean, it's a lighthearted comedy that focuses on a 16-year-old girl who's pregnant. She has to decide, what am I going to do with this kid? But it's well-written, it has likable characters, and it's just a lot of fun to watch and very entertaining.
I'm pregnant.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but I'm going to give it up for adoption, and I already found the perfect couple. They're going to pay for the medical expenses and everything, and 30-year-odd weeks, we can just pretend that this never happened.
That, of course, was Ellen Page in the title role, and she, a very young actress, nominated for Best Actress.
Yeah, she really drives this movie. I mean, she's the reason to see the movie. She's a lot of fun to watch. I mean, she never breaks character. And because it is a lighthearted movie and the other four movies tend to be a little darker, I mean, this is sort of like where you go to, you know, you get your entertainment, but you can also say, look, I've seen one of the five movies nominated for Best Picture.
You're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary, sitting in for Michelle Martin. And we're talking about the Academy Awards with movie critic Sean Edwards. Sean, let's talk about a film that was left out of most of the Oscar categories. That's American Gangster. There was a lot of buzz around this film. Two Oscar-winning actors in it, Russell Crowe and Denzel Washington, both shut out. What happened?
Yeah, I'm a little upset about this. And I don't know what happened. This movie has such a history. Solid film directed by Ridley Scott. Denzel Washington's performance, amazing. Russell Crowe held his own. But for some reason, it just did not gravitate with the Academy. I'm not sure why. I was glad to see that Ruby Dee, the screen legend, got nominated for Best Supporting Actress. And although she's not in the movie a lot, when she's on screen, and she is incredible, and she goes toe-to-toe with all her scenes with Denzel Washington. So I'm glad she got recognized for her performance. But overall, I do believe that this movie got snubbed, and I'm not sure why.
Let's listen to a clip from American Gangster. We're going to hear Ruby Dee, who, as you mentioned, was nominated for Best Supporting Actress.
You don't shoot cops. Even I know that. Even knows.
All right, Mom.
The only one who doesn't seem to know is you.
All right, Mom. I ain't going to shoot no. I promise you, I ain't going to shoot no.
I never asked you where all this came from because I didn't want to hear you lie.
I don't want you to worry about it. Now, come on, I got to go.
Don't lie to me.
Ruby Dee, an American Gangster, and she was nominated for Best Supporting Actress. But, you know, she is the only African-American performer nominated this year, and that's a change from the last few years where a number of African-American actors and actresses had received nominations and actually won. What's changed?
You know what? There were a lot of solid performances, but for some reason they weren't in high-profile movies, so they really got overlooked this year. And we can start first with Halle Berry, who was in the movie The Things We Lost in the Fire. Not a lot of buzz on that movie, but this was one of Halle Berry's better performances. I actually enjoyed her a lot more in this movie than I did with her performance in Monsters Ball, and I'm not sure why this performance didn't resonate or connect with the Academy. Another movie that got overlooked that opened earlier in the year was Talk to Me, starring Don Cheadle. He played radio talk show host Petey Green.
Y'all see the paper this morning, P-Town. Say Petey Green goes to the White House and steals some silverware. Now, come on, that don't make no damn sense. Imagine that. A Negro like me, ex-con, get invited by the president to the White House and I'm gonna run up in there and take something? Come on, y'all. I ain't that crazy.
Fantastic performance in this movie. Just no recognition whatsoever. But I think the big disappointment would have been for the movie The Great Debaters, produced by Oprah Winfrey, directed by Denzel Washington. I didn't feel it was strong enough. A lot of people really liked the movie. I actually thought the movie was too TV-like. I'm not really a big fan of Denzel Washington's directing skills. His skills were sort of like hospital food, very bland. But the movie was very emotional and sort of a sentimental favorite. But at the end of the day, no recognition.
Well, Sean, finally, you know, everything that's happening right now in Hollywood is under the shadow of this writer's strike. How do you think it's ultimately going to affect the Oscar race and the Oscars?
Well, it poses the biggest question of all. Will there actually be a show? Will there be an awards ceremony? And let's all say we hope so, because it'd be unfortunate to not have Ruby Dee have a chance to walk down the red carpet and perhaps deliver an acceptance speech or see a newcomer like Ellen Page. And speaking of writer's strike, there was some history with this year's nominations. There were actually four female screenwriters nominated this year, the most of any year, so kudos to them as well.
Sean Edwards is a film critic for Fox Television in Kansas City, Missouri. He joined us from member station KCUR in Kansas City. Thanks for being with us, Sean. It was fun.
No, thank you very much. Always a pleasure.